Tekere Edgar Tekere was a source of inspiration for freedom fighters before independence. He was a source of inspiration for freedom fighters after independence. He was a conscience of the people, a conscience of the people during the struggle for the liberation of Zimbabwe, a conscience of the people after independence of Zimbabwe. We got into in touch with him during the 80s and 90s as students from the University of Zimbabwe. He was the one who motivated us to stand up to power. He was a free thinker. He was opposed to groupthink or what's called herd mentality. He was a man who believed that after independence, the struggle was supposed to continue, the struggle to deepen the democratic space, the struggle to expand the democratic and inclusive culture in our politics. The honor of changing the trajectory of Zimbabwe from the one-party state to an inclusive multi-party system belongs to Tekere. That honor of changing the direction of the country belongs to him and him alone, and nobody else owns that. So all these people working in the MDC, all these people working in civil society, all these people working in the labor movement, in the student movement, in the media, are products of Edgar Tekere, are products of the genius of Edgar Tekere. We learned a lot from him. He inspired us, and he was the conscience of the people. He is a national hero, a hero of heroes. He is a soldier of soldiers. Zimbabweans must close political ranks and come together to bury this fearless soldier, this fearless freedom fighter who was a key driver before independence and also after independence.
Just a few minutes ago, the people in Manicaland, in Mutare, were told by Miss Mutasa that he has been declared a national hero and he'll be buried on Sunday. What does this mean?
First and foremost, we are grateful that that decision has been made by those who have made it. But let us be very clear on this one. No one in this country, no one at all, has the capacity, the moral authority, the integrity to even examine the record of Edgar Tekere. No one is qualified to grade and evaluate his work. There is no hero, living or alive, who has a higher rank in terms of heroism above of Edgar Tekere. So no one should be masquerading in the country as the bestower of heroism on Edgar Tekere. No one has that moral authority. Edgar Tekere is a national hero because he's a national hero. Edgar Tekere is declared a national hero by the people of Zimbabwe in their generality. But what's more striking and fantastic is the fact that he was a very humble man, very easily accessible to ordinary people. He was humility personified. He was dignity walking. In this way, we mean that we are going to bury Edgar Tekere as a national hero, not because some party said so, but because we, the people of Zimbabwe, are honoring our best. We, the people of Zimbabwe, are honoring the conscience of our people, the conscience of the people of Zimbabwe, which is what Edgar Tekere was. So we must close ranks and come together and bury this man who was the best of the best, who was a hero of heroes, who was a soldier of soldiers.